2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Good morning. KSL News Time is now 8 o'clock. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes, and our top story, gas prices going down nationally. But that's not the story in Utah. KSL News Radio's Martha Harris begins our live team coverage. Holiday travel. Martha.
Tim, gas is $5.28 a gallon here at this Maverick in Salt Lake that I'm at, which is slightly higher than the state average. AAA reports the average cost of gas in Utah is $5.26 a gallon. That's a record high for the state and 42 cents higher than the national average. But Utah's gas prices are lower than some of our neighboring states. Prices are higher on the west side of the U.S. than they are on the east or central U.S. If you're traveling for the holiday weekend, UDOT says expect traffic, and also know prices are higher in southern Utah. It's cheaper to fill up in central and eastern Utah. Reporting live from a Maverick in Salt Lake, Martha Harris, KSL News Radio.
Hundreds of flights were canceled at U.S. airports yesterday, and there's concern that more cancellations could be coming. ABC's Mona Kosar Abdi continues our team coverage.
Airports overseas facing the same problems. In Amsterdam, American Airlines is now suspending ticket sales to the U.S., and more bad weather could complicate things this weekend. A tropical storm threat in the Gulf is taking aim at Texas and Louisiana this morning, and damaging wind and hail are in the forecast for the Northeast tomorrow.
Be sure to check in with KSL News Radio throughout the day for Triple Team traffic and updates from the airport if we start seeing more delays and cancellations. There will be some new monuments on display honoring black pioneers just in time for the Pioneer Day holiday later this month. KSL News Radio's Mark Jackson joins me with the details. Mark?
That's right. The monument, Tim, includes sculptures of early black pioneers Green Flake, Jane Manning James with her son Sylvester and Silas, as well as Hark Wales and Oscar Smith. All four played instrumental roles in the settlement of the state. The monument was funded by proceeds from the film telling the true story of Green Flake called His Name is Green Flake. The monument will be dedicated on Friday, July 22nd at 10 in the morning at This Is the Place Heritage Park in Salt Lake City. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
In sports, the world of college football unsettled this morning after USC and UCLA announced that they're leaving the Pac-12 and joining the Big Ten. Details from KSL sports anchor Sam Farnsworth.
The Pac-12 released a statement saying that they were, quote, extremely surprised and disappointed with the decision of two of its founding schools. The Big Ten is expected to be the first college conference to eclipse $1 billion per season in a media rights agreement. USC and UCLA will surely sweeten that deal a bit.
Sam says USC and UCLA will begin playing in the Big Ten in 2024. University of Utah President Taylor Randall and Athletic Director Mark Harlan released a joint statement last night saying they are confident in the strength and trajectory of their institution and athletics programs. There's a lot of rumbling about super conferences that could have as many as 20 teams. Now let's take a look at our top national stories. A city council meeting in Uvalde, Texas, turned emotional last night as relatives of those who died in the Robb Elementary School shooting demanded more information about the ongoing investigation.
For the sister of teacher Irma Garcia, who died protecting her students in the classroom that day, the excuses were too much to bear.
It's been over a month. You have no idea how frustrating this is. Kids were obliterated. My sister was obliterated. It was a closed casket. I couldn't hug her. I couldn't touch her.
Not attending the meeting, suspended school police chief and council member Pete Arredondo, who faced fierce criticism over his response to the shooting.
ABC's Derek Dennis reporting. Checking in now on one of our local primary election races that is still too close to call. Democratic State Senator Derek Kitchen was slightly ahead of his challenger, Dr. Jen Plum, on election night, but new unofficial results show that Plum is ahead by 63 votes. Kitchen and Plum also went head-to-head in 2018. Election results will not be officially certified until the 13th. First look traffic. Let's get back over to Andy and get the latest on I-15 around 4500 South.
Well, we got the crash still in place. Left lane and HOV lane are blocked southbound just after 45th. The delays go back to the 3900 South overpass. On the northbound side for a bit, It was slow as far back as 215 up to 45th South, but that's just broken up into some curiosity delays now close to 4500 South itself. No lanes blocked on the northbound side. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time now is 8:05.
Utah's morning news has inside sources.
A new survey shows about half of the country is pessimistic about the future of democracy in our country as we head into the 4th of July weekend. Joining me live to talk about it, host of Inside Sources, Boyd Matheson. That's got to drive particularly guys like you just crazy.
Well, it does in some ways that there's that much pessimism in the country, yeah, that they think American democracy is going to cease to exist in the future. But really interesting, we sort of got a vote of confidence from an interesting source. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson was presented those by Jake Tapper on CNN and said, you know, is this the beginning of the end? And ironically, the head of the country that we declared independence from said, that is hogwash.
Oh, good.
He said, America is not in decline. It is still the best guarantor of freedom and liberty around the world that there is. And so I thought that was a nice little bolster from the British as we roll into the 4th of July weekend. But it also reminded me of the fact that, you know, our politics is always a lagging indicator. So even though we're all going to celebrate the Declaration of Independence on Monday, and we should, it's an extraordinary document, but we need to remember that it was not a leading document. It was a lagging document. The Revolutionary War had been going for 15 months before the politicians got around to putting it on paper. Now, it was an important galvanizing document for sure. It really solidified everything. But we have to remember that it's community and culture that lead, and the politics follow. Whether it's Jackie Robinson breaking the color barrier in 1947, it took Congress 17 more years to get around to passing meaningful civil rights legislation. And so when people talk about the demise and the decline of American democracy, I also say hogwash. And I can say that because I live in a place like Utah where we have community and we have culture, where neighbors help neighbors in need, and teachers stay after class to help a student that's struggling, and students stand up to bullies. And yes, we have problems and challenges in this country, and we can get pretty pessimistic about some of the politics in the country because it's so divisive. I've never been more bullish. I've never been more confident about the future of the country because of the people and its community that leads. And we always need to remember that.
Yeah, I'll tell you what I'm looking forward to this weekend. We're sneaking away and going up to my daughter's property on a little private lake up in Idaho. And my granddaughter has been at camp all week long. She is riding in the rodeo in Ashton, Idaho.
Wow.
And so we're going to go sit and watch the flag fly and, you know, sing the national anthem. And we're all going to sit in a small town celebration, which is a great way to do it.
It is. That is the best way to do it. I'm going to be in Pleasant Grove for the big unfurling of the giant flag there in the canyon, 7:30 a.m. On the 4th of July. And that is a stunning thing to watch that flag come down and to hear patriotic songs, to honor our military folks, and then just to celebrate community. This is about community. When we talk 4th of July, it's not the national component to this thing that matters. It's the local component. It's getting back to community and neighborhood families. That's what has always driven the country, and I think it's what will lead us forward.
I love it, Boyd. Thank you. Happy 4th of July.
Happy 4th to you.
Inside Sources with Boyd, 1 to 3 o'clock.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.